Cotton Bowl. It's 8:42 on the ticket. The dirtiest players in sports history coming up in 15 minutes. But right now it's time to celebrate Christmas with our traffic guy, Doyle King, who went to get a belt of something.
Yeah, he said he ran out of studio and said, I have to get a drink. And telling what was in the flask. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Doyle King. Now, Doyle, you have quite an interesting story, quite an interesting life. You're a little bit older than we are. You're a veteran, a radio veteran, as they say. I think you're also a military veteran, aren't you?
No, I never served in the Army or any of the branches of service.
Can you name all the branches of service?
Army, Navy,
okay,
Marines,
thank you. You've also been very candid about about your drug usage. You used to be an addict of crystal meth.
No, I was a crackhead.
A crackhead?
Crackhead.
For how many years?
Oh, about 30 days. That's all the money I had. When you ran out of money,
you stopped doing drugs?
Yeah, I didn't turn into a thiever.
And you started doing, you did some cocaine in your day?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of cocaine?
Yeah, quite a bit.
What's your favorite drug of all time?
Probably cocaine.
Jeez.
Yeah. Make you feel so good!
All right. Now we want to talk about Christmas. You're aware of Christmas.
I am.
You remember Christmas.
I love Christmas.
Now, you have a, what is your worst Christmas memory? What was your worst Christmas on record? You're about, what, 53?
Yeah.
Okay.
Close enough. Probably when my dad came in, my stepdad came in from the corral. He had taken my grandpa out to the barn where he had stashed a bottle of whiskey so Papa could have a drink. Well, he came in and earlier he had told me to pick up all the baling wire out of the corral, make sure the horses don't get tangled up in anything, cut themselves. And I thought, he found a piece. Brought it back into the house. I was sitting in a chair in the living room, watching TV, threw the piece of baling wire around my neck and jerked it and me backwards out of the chair. Told me to get my little ass out in that corral and pick up every piece of baling wire that there was out there. So I got out there with a flashlight, acre and three quarters or so, 3 foot wide swaths, looking for baling wire. Looking for baling wire.
This is on
wire.
Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Your drunk stepdad strangled you with baling wire and then made you go out there and look. Inch by inch.
Yes.
How old were you?
Probably about 12. About 12.
Oh my gosh, 12?
12 years old, yeah. About 12.
Did you have a good relationship with your stepdad?
No. Not really.
What else? Did he ever do anything else to you? Did he ever cuss at you or yell at you? Or
all the time. I remember one Halloween, we went trick-or-treating on horseback because we lived in Coppell, and it was really, really small town when I grew up there. And we were
trick-or-treating on horseback.
Well, yeah, the houses were so far apart. You know, you just about had to have a horse to, or something. I mean, you couldn't walk. There were no groups of kids, you know, gangs like there were in the city.
And what happened?
But, we were riding back, and we started loping the horses, and my sack of candy broke, and I lost all my candy. So I was really disappointed. Well, he wondered why the hell I was outside pouting when he'd taken me out for a good time riding the horses, and he took his belt off, buckle in, and started whipping me around in circles in a backyard because I was pouting.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, you don't know? You don't keep up with him?
No. No.
He was obviously still breathing when you left him?
Yeah,
right. All right, let's hear a good story. This is that's too depressing.
No, I like this.
It's depressing.
It's
good. Depressing.
Was he a drinker?
Only Gordon likes depressing stuff like this.
Yeah, he was always drinking.
And how long did your mom stay married to him?
About 8 years.
What finally ended it for them?
Probably his drinking, you know. And I mean, and he had a million different jobs, and she ended up supporting him most of the time.
Did you have any other stepdads?
No.
That was it?
Yep.
Okay, what about, there was another Christmas that you were mentioning to us off the air.
Yeah, back in the late 80s, I went to pick up my kids. I was divorced from my second wife. And
are you remarried since, right?
Yes.
So you're on wife number...
Three,
okay.
Yeah. Well, we've been married 20 years.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, this one's going to take.
So, has she ever done cocaine?
I'm not going to talk about my wife on there.
Yeah.
Oh. Indeed.
Boy, he just shot Gordo a go-to-hell look.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just thinking about the hell to pay at home if I did, man.
Yeah. So it's raining on Christmas night, and I picked up my kids, and we're driving back from Denton, and there was a stretch of highway between, right around Post Oak, Shady Shores, a little bit south of there, where water ponded on the road.
Had you had a few drinks? This was the 80s.
No, I had not. No, I was straight. I was picking up my kids, man. Come on now.
All right, calm down.
So I hit this water, and I lost control of the car. I started hydroplaning, and I slid sideways, bumped up over the curb, and I'm halfway in the ditch and halfway in a lane of traffic. And traffic's coming at me, and it's raining, like I said, and the water's ponding, and I can't really see. And I'm able to rock the car back and forth. I can probably get out of this ditch, but someone else loses control.
Oh, no.
And they slide sideways, and they hit my car, actually my mom's car, and, tore up
your divorce, picking up your kids, having to borrow your mom's car.
Right. This was right after the crack cocaine, lost everything, that deal.
Oh, dear.
So I get hit by a car, and it ends up in the opposite lane of traffic, northbound traffic coming up, and then they get hit. Well, I grab the kids out of the car, run across the highway, have them standing there. Guy in a pickup truck stops. Do you need help? Yes, I do. You need a ride? Yeah, I do. So I hop in his truck, and I go.
Leaving the kids there.
No, with the kids. I didn't leave any.
I was thinking the same thing.
I didn't leave any ID with the accident that happened or anything.
You just ditched your mom's car.
Yeah, ditched her car, left it there. got a ride up to some friend's house in Denton, and I did call the cops. And I told
you confessed everything.
Yeah, that I was that I'd been in an accident.
Now, were the kids crying when you're out standing out in the middle of the rain with?
Oh well, yeah,
they multiple cars piling up.
Yeah, no, it's Christmas night.
Christmas night, okay.
And yeah, because one of the windows was down when the car slid. They got splashed with water all over my new dolly. My daughter said, so they were upset and been in a crash. So I wanted to get out of there. I can't get back in the car. It's in a dangerous place.
So no one was injured though.
No one was.
So that's a little bit of Christmas magic.
Yes. When I called the cops in Denton, told them I was in a wreck. My name was Dale Kane.
You changed your name.
Yeah, I did. they got me for abandoned vehicle,
Was it a ticket for that?
Yeah, and giving false information to a police officer. So that cost me about 2.25 or so.
But nobody was hurt, so nobody's it was a Merry Christmas.
That's a Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
Nobody was hurt, and everything turned out out okay.
Right.
Yeah. Unlike the year just a few years ago when I was, we took all the decorations off the tree. And I went to throw the old dead tree in the back of the pickup. Now, this is the first pickup I had ever owned that wasn't a long bed.
Short bed pickup.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Short bed pickup. So
my wife's
out there watching me, and I pick the tree up, and I give it the one, the two, the three heave-ho into the back of the truck right through the back window.
But no one was hurt.
That was it.
No one was hurt, right? That's a little bit of Christmas magic.
And no one was hurt, and she was over there trying to stifle a laugh and couldn't, and she was just laughing her ass off.
Now,
it was so funny.
Back to when you rolled your car with your kids inside.
I did not roll the car, Gordon.
You just did a power slide.
But that was right after you went on a 30-day crack binge.
It was a little, not too long afterwards.
So you basically went on the crack binge during the holiday season.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Thanksgiving to almost Christmas. or
so.
You
got a good Thanksgiving meal and an Eddie went on it.
I wasn't worried about food back then.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, we need to say goodbye to you, Doyle, because we're running very late here. But Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, we do want to say Merry
Happy
Christmas
New Year.
To
you. And,
hey, well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for sharing your Christmas stories.
You always cheer us up with your Christmas stories.
Cool. I'm glad. Merry Christmas, musers.
Thank you, Doyle.
There we go. There's Doyle King. We'll be doing traffic here in just a few minutes. And up next, we talk about